That's right. Some jump the two is our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 11th of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 3114 BC, the Mesoamerican long count calendar used by several pre-Columbian Mesoamerican civilizations, notably the Mayans, began on today's date in 3114 BC. It's believed to be the day the Mayan gods created man from maize. Now, this is the calendar that some claimed signaled the world was going to end in 2012, which didn't happen, in case you weren't paying attention, although scholars claim that any stories that the Mayans ever believed they were counting down to some sort of doomsday event in 2012 were a complete fabrication, and that it was simply the end of one cycle of the Mayan calendar and the beginning of a new cycle.
Chicka.
Claudius Silvanus, accused of treason, proclaimed himself Roman Emperor against Constantius II on today's date, August 11th, in the year 355. This attempted usurpation of the throne only lasted 28 days before Constantius had Silvanus hacked to death outside a church where he'd been worshipping. That's how they handled leadership spills back in the day. 1786, Captain Francis Light established the British colony of Penang in Malaysia, nowadays known as one of the most vital economic powerhouses and developed parts of Malaysia. Francis II assumed the title of the first Emperor of Austria on August 11th in 1804. The current Melbourne Town Hall was opened with a lavish ball, personally funded by the Lord Mayor Samuel Amos, on this day in 1870, after the original Town Hall had been demolished. 1920, the Latvian-Soviet peace treaty, which relinquished Russia's authority and pretenses to Latvia, was signed on August 11th, ending the Latvian War of Independence. Actress Hedy Lamarr and composer George Antheil received a patent for a frequency-hopping spread-spectrum communication system that later became the basis for modern technologies in wireless telephones and Wi-Fi on August 11th in 1942. 1965, the Watts race riots began in the Watts area of Los Angeles, California. It seems an arrest for drink driving led to accusations of police brutality, to which the community in the Watts area reacted to with outrage, leading to 6 days of looting and arson that resulted in 34 deaths and over $40 million in property damage. It was the worst riot in the Los Angeles area up until the 1992 riots, which, funnily enough, we mentioned, I think, last week. As part of the Vietnam War, the last United States ground combat units left South Vietnam on today's date in 1972. And finally, in 1984, U.S. President Ronald Reagan, while preparing to make his weekly Saturday address on National Public Radio, made the ill-advised joke, "My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes." Contrary to popular belief, it wasn't actually broadcast to air, but was later leaked to the public, sparking outrage and an enhanced threat level in the USSR. Remember when the president said things like that and he was actually only joking? Well, there you go. Got some famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Author Enid Blyton. Loved the Famous Five and Secret Seven when I was a kid, I must admit. She was born on this day in 1897. Steve Wozniak, the Woz, better half of the team that founded Apple and tech pioneer. He's turning 67 today. Probably the most famous American wrestler of all time, Hulk Hogan, is 64. Viola Davis is 52. Anna Gunn, Skyler from Breaking Bad, is 49. And the smouldering Chris Hemsworth, Thor, in the Marvelverse, is 34 today. Got some famous musos for you as well. Chris Kelly, better known as Mac Daddy of the hip-hop duo Chris Cross. He was born on this day in 1978, taken far too soon at the age of only 34. Singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Eric Carmen is 68 today. Guitarist Charlie Sexton is 49. Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie is 41. We're going out on this one today. Going out to Ali Shaheed Muhammad of A Tribe Called Quest. 47 today. He released 5 albums alongside Q-Tip and 5 Dog until the group broke up in 1998. Was too busy, unfortunately, with other projects to produce on the most recent album under the Quest name. So I thought we'd go out on one of the early ones from their debut. This is A Tribe Called Quest, Ham and Eggs, for this day in history on 2SER.
Yo, can I get a little champ before I go? I can get a little champ. All right. I want the right half to get your funky, to say funk. And the other half to say rhythm. On the count of three. One, two, one, two, three. Kick it.
Funk, rhythm, funk,
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 funk, rhythm,
funk,
funk, rhythm,
funk,
funk, funk, funk, funk, rhythm,
funk,
rhythm, funk,
rhythm.
Go, go, go. Work it out. Here we go, here we go. Keep it rolling. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out, work it out, work booty, work it out.